This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Into the third hour of the program. Of course, you can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything that happens to be on your mind. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, and the Skype username here is lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
It's Vincent.
And Mark.
Coming up, Vincent will be telling us about Judge Andrew Napolitano, and apparently he's in some hot water over at Fox News, where they've taken him off the air. I mean, he already lost his show a few years ago, and now I guess he's not allowed to be a talking head on the network. We can talk about that. And there was also this judge of the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals who's been making headlines because he's been speaking out about the Ninth Circuit's decision about the Trump travel ban. He's upset because I guess the full court never got to weigh in on the issue, and he and some of the liberal judges on the court have been having a public spat over this. We talked about that in the first hour, and then we got into a portion of the Slate.com story about the same judge, Judge Alex Kaczynski, arguing that the First Amendment is protecting the travel ban somehow, and we're going to continue on that a little bit here. Of course, you can join us. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So Kaczynski argued that it was inappropriate for courts deciding Establishment Clause claims to look at campaign statements of those who become elected officials, because they were basically saying that, well, Trump had made statements during the campaign that were very explicitly anti-Muslim, and so therefore we, the court, can use those statements as evidence that indeed that was, you know, part of the motivation behind the travel ban.
Make statements that were sort of anti-Muslim that could be interpreted that way. He also said things like, we're going to stop immigration from the certain Muslim, dangerous Muslim countries, and we're going to stop Muslims from coming in the country, things like that. Like, he was even more clear.
Yeah.
Now, I wonder what this judge would say about this panel that's looking into building some kind of wall or barrier along the southern border that Trump has instituted. Would he say that is completely unrelated to the campaign promise that he would build a wall that got 10 feet higher every time somebody said something about it? I mean, what kind of fool is this guy? His argument is just, it's specious. And it seems to me that what he's doing is running for, some kind of federal appointment. Yeah. And the only thing above Ninth Circuit's Court of Appeals would be Supreme Court.
Mm-hmm.
And that this president would likely, notice him as a result and maybe reward him, because this president does tend to like sort of verbose supporters.
Right.
But I think that his argument is just, it's nuts.
He claimed reliance, I'm just going to recount this one quote we gave you last hour, claimed reliance on such statements to prove discrimination was folly because they're unreliable, saying, quote, candidates may say things on the campaign trail. They're often contradictory or inflammatory. No shortage of dark purpose can be found by sifting through the daily promises of a drowning candidate when in truth the poor schlub's only intention is to get elected.
Border wall.
So basically claiming, oh, he was just saying that. He didn't really mean it.
Yeah, if he said it and then he goes about doing it,
that's evidence that he means it.
Yeah, you can ascribe a motive to it.
Kaczynski went further, suggesting such reliance to prove discriminatory motive runs afoul of the First Amendment rights of candidates to engage in political speech
on the campaign trail.
Quoting from the 2014 Supreme Court opinion by Chief Justice John Roberts in McCutcheon.
You know what this guy is actually saying is not that sometimes politicians lie on the campaign trail. He is saying, in fact, they're always lying on the campaign trail.
And excusing it.
Well, but do you understand, like, nothing they say on the campaign trail can be taken as evidence,
that's what he's saying.
This fool is saying.
He, quoted the 2014 Supreme Court opinion by John Roberts in McCutcheon versus FEC that struck down some federal campaign contribution limits. Kaczynski said the reliance on campaign statements will, quote, chill campaign speech, despite the fact that our most basic free speech principles have their fullest and most urgent application precisely to the conduct of campaigns for political office. He further imagined eager research assistants mining the archives of campaign statements, engaged in a kind of evidentiary snark hunt.
It's not like Donald Trump said this one time. This isn't a bunch of people in a room going through all kinds of video or anything like that. It's pretty clear what he was saying at the time, and I'm sure if anybody asked some judge whether or not that would be constitutional, they would have advised them that doesn't sound constitutional. Sorry. Now, a judge's opinion is just an opinion. This guy's opinion is just an opinion. If you get 10 lawyers and you ask them a legal question, you're going to get 20 different opinions, and none of them are going to be legally binding, frankly.
This is just the kind of argument, says Slate's author here, that the Supreme Court's conservatives like. Kaczynski, who clerked for Justice Anthony Kennedy decades ago, knows that this argument could resonate with the jurist who wrote the controversial 2010 opinion in Citizens United versus FEC that freed corporate money in candidate elections and extolled the value of free speech. If a case raising these issues gets to the Supreme Court after Judge Neil Gorsuch is confirmed, it will likely resonate with him, too. There's every reason to believe he'll be in the same First Amendment camp as Kennedy and the other conservatives. But Kaczynski's argument is a bad one on the merits, and it's likely to have negative consequences. Imagine a candidate for local prosecutor who promises to keep black people off of juries. Should we not be allowed to consider such statements as proof of racial bias in jury selection out of the fear of chilling campaign speech?
Especially if that candidate goes about setting about doing that.
Yeah, that's what they're saying here, yeah.
It's just ridiculous. Now, I must say, with Citizens United, it seems like the most obvious ruling to me, that corporations, now I don't believe corporations should exist.
Mm-hmm.
I think that they are an immoral protection against responsibility for your company or whatever you own. But in a world where corporations do exist and are called persons, under the 14th Amendment, then yes, they should have some kind of speech, and that speech would come out in the form of money. Now, I think you're asking me a really strange question when I have to answer it, but yeah, under the current system that we're in, sure, Citizens United is a perfectly reasonable ruling.
Under the crazy system.
Right,
yes.
under a crazy system. If you're asking me, how would, in the world of Smurfs, how should, Smurfette deal with Gargamel? Yes, this is how it should happen. Yes.
It's difficult to the final thoughts here in the story from Richard Hasen, who is, by the way, a professor of law and political science at University of California. It's difficult, he says, to win cases requiring proof of discriminatory intent precisely because politicians are usually circumspect when they have discriminatory views. Trump is the rare candidate who speaks his mind, and he told us why he wanted to keep Muslims out of the United States. Candidates tend to keep their promises. If voters can rely on discriminatory statements in deciding who to vote for, so should those who later challenge the discrimination that flows after the season of campaign promises. Candidates who make these statements are not poor schlubs. They're being held to account for what they say.
Yeah, I think that yes, I have to agree with the author on this one.
Although I don't agree that candidates keep their promises.
So sometimes they do. They attempt to, in many cases.
I mean, they just promise things wildly and never follow through.
Yeah, I think that in many cases they attempt to keep them. They can't always keep them.
Because of the system. That's
because
true.
Of the system. You love to bring up Barack Obama not, getting rid of Guantanamo, but I say that he really couldn't do it. Once he got in there, he's like, oh, yeah, this doesn't really work.
Harder than he thought it was
going
to be.
Just,
huh?
That's the way it is. Oh, look, I don't hold Obama up as some great politician by any stretch of the imagination. Frankly, he was a good speech giver and a placeholder for 7 out of the 8 years that he was there, because once the once the House went Republican, actually it was the Senate that got that one guy in some Massachusetts election. But once that happened, they couldn't get anything through.
Our toll-free number if you want to join us here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Whether it's the travel ban you want to discuss or whatever's on your mind, you can take control of the airwaves. We'll find out what's going on with Andrew Napolitano, the judge from Fox News, or formerly, apparently. This is Free Talk Live.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-940-9829. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-940-9829. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an Indy hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each Indy hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indy hammered knives. Custom knives made in America.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over three decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I am very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both noticed that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free for what you want. Our number here is is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I saw the headlines about Judge Napolitano being booted off of Fox News, but I didn't read the story. Thankfully, Vincent did, so we're going to talk about that coming up here. We'll see what is going on. And by the way, with you tonight, it is Ian,
Vincent,
and Mark.
We're going to go to your phone calls and thoughts coming up here. Plus, I do want to let you know how you can save big time on your web hosting. 50% off is what you get by going to hostgator.com/FTL. That's slash FTL like Free Talk Live. 50% off of their hosting. They're one of the top hosting companies out there, and they also make it easy to get your web hosting done. Maybe you've never started a website or blog before. Well, they've got a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over the phone or live chat, tech support, and a very intuitive and user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation and the simplicity of use into your hands. Plus, a 99.99% uptime rating. You can get all that over at hostgator.com/FTL. And you know what? I needed to look at the link that Daryl sent. He sent us a link a couple days ago, Mark, and I hadn't even looked yet. Apparently, HostGator has won some awards, by the way.
Yeah. They got hosting awards.
Yeah. So, won some of the 2016 annual web hosting awards by HostReview.com.
They're worth switching to. You know, I mean, we're lucky to have this program from them. We don't get paid by them to talk about them. We get paid if people use our link and all that stuff. So please do.
Best affordable hosting. First place, HostGator. Best VPS host, HostGator. Best cloud service provider, HostGator. Now, they didn't win best in everything, because there's heavy competition in the hosting business.
There's some other good hosts out there, but Free Talk Live doesn't get a spiff if you do it.
And are you going to get 50% of the off
right.
the other?
We also have a discount, unlike you're likely to be able to get from anyplace else.
So, anyway, HostGator.com/FTL. Let's go to David. He's in San Francisco. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, David.
Hey, how are y'all?
Hey,
yeah, I was watching the Gorsuch hearing today, and man, what a scam
man,
that was.
You must have been bored.
Oh, not at all.
Sounds awful.
It was, not only was it raining and a good way to spend time, but it was, if you pay attention to many of these issues, you realize, you remember, in previous calls, I've mentioned that I believe that organized crime is, Donald Trump is organized crime. And his backers, for the most part, are organized crime, and that every one of his executive orders and policies are to suit the income streams of organized crime.
Well, you know that's been true of all the other presidents, too. I mean, that's all basically what the government is. It's organized crime.
Well, I don't believe that my government is organized crime, but I do believe that there are...
Well, you're just deluding yourself.
Well, I believe that there are scoundrels who have made their way into positions of power. I mean, this is as old as
it's kind of the danger of power, right? Is that those that are good at seeking power are liable to be people that would, you know, be a little shifty, right? That could massage the truth, and that's sort of the evolution of you know, the way that positions of power, you know, go, right? Now, Machiavelli isn't known as a nice guy.
Well, that was when there was only a king, and Machiavelli was supposed to be the intermediary between the people and the insane king. But America was founded on a tripartite system of government where there were checks and balances, and that the executive was not all-powerful, the judicial was not all-powerful, and the legislative were not all-powerful.
Sure,
and
but together they're all-powerful.
Yeah. But together they support the state.
Well, they're supposed to be the ones that are fixing the potholes and making sure that we're not drinking polluted water, that our hospitals and clinics work, our libraries and schools are better than functioning, that we're happy to get up in the morning and not beleaguered by tyrants and evil princes. So the idea that when you start listening and, you know, paying attention to what Gorsuch was saying, all of his decisions apparently suit organized crime's income stream. And so
I thought that Gorsuch has ruled 97% of his rulings have been unanimous with the courts, and 99% have been with the majority. So what you're saying is that the courts generally rule with organized crime? I'll go with that.
Sure. In certain cases,
well,
yeah,
99%.
Absolutely. Well, because the courts will rule in favor of the state.
That's not to say that every ruling has always suited organized crime. But I'm saying, say, for example, when Donald Trump decides to build a fat wall down in Mexico, he's going to make the price of a passport, whether it's a clean passport or a dirty passport, he's going to make that rise exponentially.
Sure is. Absolutely.
And as out here in California, we knew that 20 years ago when we had what was called Prop 187. You know, California has got a big central valley. We need a whole bunch of workers to work the fields. And for a century or so, we've been glad to have Mexicans come up here and work the fields because it, you know, it makes sure that the bread basket is harvested quick and clean.
Yeah, and
so
prior to 1960, and I think it was prior to 1969 or 1966 with the, I can't remember, somewhere in that time frame with the institution of the wetback laws, that's what happened. Mexican laborers would come across the border to work and then go back home. But once you make it,
right.
Once they made it difficult to get across the border, then they stayed.
Well, I don't want to get sidetracked with that, but that's absolutely true. NAFTA was really, it was supposed to be a happy family of the United States, Canada, and Mexico, but they decided to make Mexico, the sweatshops, and so they're basically locking people into the sweatshops and making sure that all of our jobs go to Mexico and that anybody down there is forced to get, you know, $3 a day or whatever stupid price they're going to get for goods. And so... You know, it's pretty obvious. I call that organized crime. I mean, I call that a scoundrel's paradise. But when you look at the price of the reason I brought up Prop 187 was the people that wrote the legislation, and 187 was one of these draconian laws that said Mexicans are booted out of California. And the price of a green card at the time was approximately $300. Well, they jacked up when 187 passed. It got up to, if I remember right, it was $25,000 per green card. That
wow.
was the average price.
So that and benefited the who?
The crummy lawyers association.
The organized criminals. I mean, look,
yeah,
I don't
absolutely.
Understand why
and smuggling.
Okay, so you can acknowledge that lawyers are organized criminals. Why can't you acknowledge that the government is organized crime?
Politicians who populate the government.
I've mentioned before that my great-great-great-grandfather signed the Declaration of Independence, and I really take exception to the idea that America is just going to, you know, cave in to organized crime. I don't
All
know
right.
for that.
You just don't want to see it. Thank you for the call, because your granddaddy was a politician, therefore he wasn't a criminal.
They
weren't all politicians.
Declaration of Independence was a rhetorical document. It didn't found a government.
The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Government meets all the criteria of organized crime.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. That's what happened to me. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me. What a relief when I found out that treatments for some forms of AMD are available and that research is underway on additional preventions and treatments. AMD is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and over. When I started seeing blurry spots in the middle of my eye, I saw my doctor. She suggested I review the prevention and treatment information on fightblindness.org. Did you know that some forms of AMD can be slowed down or stopped, and in some cases reversed if found in time? Get more information about preserving your vision. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website where I found so much helpful information. Fightblindness.org. 1-800-BLINDNESS. 1-800-254-6363 or fightblindness.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention! If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Evidence indicates that these devices can dislocate and loosen, causing severe pain, and may require additional revision surgery. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement and suffered a dislocation and loosening requiring a revision, call 800-598-0696. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Act now. For more information and a free consultation, call 800-598-0696. That's 800-598-0696. Again, that's 800-598-0696. Call now.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and join us here on the radio. Our toll free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Tonight, it's Ian.
It's Vincent.
And Mark.
We still have to talk about Judge Andrew Napolitano getting the boot from Fox News, apparently. But first, we're going to your calls and thoughts. Also, want to remind you that if you want to support Free Talk Live, then one of the best ways to do it is to amp Free Talk Live over at amp.freetalklive.com. Yeah, NPR's doing their funding drive. That's fine. They need billions or millions of dollars or whatever. We're asking for a few thousand dollars a month.
Well, I mean, frankly, what AMP is it's not even asking. It's not us asking necessarily. It's you believing in the ideas of liberty, and Free Talk Live is a vehicle for those ideas.
Well, I got to ask in order to receive, Mark. I mean, if you don't ask, no one's going to know about it.
I understand.
It's semantics.
Good to, it's good to talk about
That's
it.
That's what we do best here, Vincent.
Frankly, if you want the idea, it is. It's what we do for a living. We're semantic guys. If you want the ideas of liberty spread, and if you think that Free Talk Live is one of the greatest vehicles for that that historically has ever existed, then the AMP program's for you.
Yeah, $5 a month.
Because you control how much money goes into marketing Free Talk Live and getting us on more stations and That's get true. More downloads and that sort of thing. We don't control it. You control it. You make a difference, and you can get the results, because all of these results are from the amplifiers.
And, yeah, it makes a big difference for us. It makes it possible for us to reach out effectively to new radio stations. We are on a trial basis on a certain island that happens to be in the Pacific Ocean, which I can't officially announce which station it is right now, but we're on in Morning Drive, let's just say that. So very excited about that. Looking forward to hopefully officially announcing that station in the future. So always something new in the hopper, because we're reaching out on mostly a daily basis to stations all across the United States. Sometimes I even call Canada, although so far we've yet to get a Canadian station on
board. Probably never going to go there.
Probably never, but there's a chance. I think
they're very chauvinistic, those Canadians.
There's a chance that we might be able to sneak a weekend gig or something like that on a Canadian.
And they've got all kinds of rules about Canadian originated programming and
that's
the language.
Yeah, and you can't say certain things in Canada that you can say in the United States.
Like hate speech or something?
Yeah. Not that we do that, but our callers might.
I wouldn't even know what the definition of it was.
Right. Like, are the callers also not allowed to do hate speech? So I don't know. We have to be real careful up there. But nonetheless, we're trying. And we're getting out there. We've got over 160 stations now. We could have more, and you can help us and get perks. You can sign up with Bitcoin. You can sign up with any major credit card, PayPal. Just go to amp.freetalklive.com. The perks include access to the AMP-only Facebook group, the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast. Go get all the details. AMP, AMPAMP.freetalklive.com. As we go over to China on Skype, where Ian is on the line. Hello, Ian.
Hello, Ian.
Well, hello.
Rest assured that when we get stateside in May, I will become an AMPer.
Hey, all right. Cool.
That's a guarantee.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
This guy's talking about a green card costing thousands of dollars. I've never heard of that.
Yeah, I think that he's talking about some kind of forged or
maybe the black market.
Black marketing green cards.
It's got to be, because I just got my wife her green card. It did take 2 years, and it cost me $700 in fees, and I chose to pay an attorney $2,000 to make it go smoothly.
Okay.
I didn't have to use that attorney, but I chose to.
That's not bad. I mean, all things considered, that's not as bad as some of the stories we've heard. So
I think it seems like your
mileage may vary on that kind of thing, because some people get denied and then apply again and denied.
I think it's sad that an American citizen, a U.S. citizen, has to pay money to their government in order to get their spouse in the country.
Well, the government wants to get money all the time.
You think, when you go to the embassy, and understand, here's China, 1.3 billion people, okay? 70,000 applications a month for American green cards.
Mm-hmm.
And only one place where you can do the necessary interview for an immigration card, one city, Guangzhou.
It's ridiculous. We
flew 5 hours. 4 hours on the train, 5 hours on the plane for her interview, which lasted all of a minute and a half.
Seriously?
Wow.
What were the questions that they asked?
Well, this is the thing. I was supposed to go in with her because of her English, okay? At the last minute, they changed their mind, and I couldn't go in with her. So she had this big expanding folder with all of her documents all set out, and they literally dumped her folder onto the floor.
Get rid of you, but it's an interesting story. I appreciate it. So he was saying they dumped her things on the floor, said,
clean it up,
took a couple pieces of paper out of it, and clean your stuff up and go.
Yeah.
And that was it. I wish we could have heard more about it, but you can't say the S.
You can always call in tomorrow
on the radio. You can call in another night. But yeah, interesting. They flew for 5 hours for that, on a train for 4 hours for that.
Yeah, and I mean, only one location in China.
All of China.
This is the most populous nation on the planet. Only one location for green cards. I mean,
it's amazing.
I mean, these are the people that are providing us with our engineers in many cases, our doctors.
Products.
Yeah. You'd think that they'd make it a little easier for them to get here.
Incredible. And then, of course, we also have talked to folks from Africa who, for them, $2,500 is a whole other story.
Sure.
If you're a doctor like that gentleman, or excuse me, he's a nurse. If you're a nurse, you're probably doing all right in comparison to the average African who, in order to find the $160 just to apply for a visa, I was talking with Mustafa, who has called here on occasion to kind of talk to us from Sierra Leone about what it costs to get a visa, and it's, you know, $160 just to apply.
And that's a lot of money. That's like a year's worth.
At least half a year's worth of salary if you're making $1 a day, and that's, you know, presuming you don't actually buy food with the money that you're, or pay rent.
Right.
So, yeah, probably at least a year's worth of savings.
Yeah, I've heard from, you know, several guys who've gone over to China that basically it's a better idea to be a young man and spend your money to go to China and get a job speaking English, and you'll have better pay because essentially you're in high demand there as an English speaker, and not just to speak it, but then, you know, these companies go and recruit these English speakers. They move up in the hierarchy of the company because they're able to communicate with their biggest market, the United States. And so I've heard, you know, don't go get a college degree, go to Southeast Asia.
You can join us here. Let's go to Reverend Jim calling from Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Reverend Jim.
I think when two people form a radio station and call themselves ministers to evade taxes or organized criminals, Vincent, and I also have heard one of them often say that he was no longer Christian because...
What do you think about a person who regularly threatens people's lives?
I've never threatened
that person.
I've never threatened you, and I haven't touched a hair on your head. But you can
answer the question, Reverend.
You're a liar. I've never threatened you for an instant.
If people don't think you threatened me, all they have to do is look up things James Wittekind says
on Facebook.
I have never added one dot or tittle other than quotation marks to the crap you've said. And they can go and they can see for themselves. They don't have to believe you and they don't have to believe me. You don't have to call me a liar, sir. I'm not. All I've ever done is quote the things you say.
Thanks for the call. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Yeah, if you want to make up your own mind about those claims, check out Things James Wittekind Says on Facebook.
If you think he hasn't gotten a fair shake on being on the air, I'd like to let you know that James is the most prolific caller we've ever had and has had more time than anybody on Free Talk Live who is not a co-host. But it insists
never enough
on
never enough.
You know, complaining.
Yeah.
He needs his own show, but doesn't want to go and make his own podcast. He wants
I
to
would
come
be so amused
oh, yeah,
and
yeah.
co-opt somebody else's audience.
Yeah, but he's didn't have anything interesting
them.
To say.
A lot of the good quotes are gone now too since I deleted my account.
Oh, that he sent to you mean?
Yeah, well, but I posted on Mark's page.
Wait, so you didn't, like, copy and paste?
Oh, he just posted it, and then then it disappeared.
Man.
That's all just right. Some of them, yeah.
That's okay. There's more. Don't worry.
Plenty.
He's probably hammering one out right now on Skype. All right, so more coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com recently reported Bitcoin transaction fees have increased by more than 1,200% since 2015. To many Bitcoin proponents, the current fee market is moving way too fast, making Bitcoin unusable for certain transactions. The fee market and slow confirmation times have also increased the tension concerning the block size debate. However, if there are wallets with low amounts of Bitcoin that can't cover the fees, they become virtually unspendable. Learn more at news.bitcoin.com. That's news.bitcoin.com.
You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. Healthexcellenceselect.com. Healthexcellenceselect.com.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, my name's John Kunkel. I'm 63 years of age. I watched several YouTube videos of Stephen Ewers and learned what supplements might help me with energy and weight loss. I've now been on the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, Synergy One, and 6 other products from Synergistic Nutrition for several weeks now. I've lost 10 pounds. My joint pain has been reduced significantly. I have a lot of energy that I've never had before. My cravings for sweets are gone, and I'm rarely hungry. Even my cravings for foods like hamburgers and heavy carbohydrate meals are now gone. This is the only thing that's worked for me. I was seriously considering bariatric surgery, but that's out the window now. Thank you so much, Synergistic Nutrition.
With Synergistic Nutrition, we help you take the guesswork out of supplementation and help you hit the bullseye of success. I encourage you to get specific about your health needs, because when you do, your body will celebrate with energy and well-being. Call Synergistic Nutrition today at 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Live. You can join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Skype username is lrn.fm. We do have the ability to, you know, have you join us here and take control of the airwaves. That's kind of the point of Free Talk Live. But we always bring stuff to the table that we think you might find interesting. And we have yet to talk about Judge Napolitano, so that's what we're finally going to do here. But I also do want to invite you over to freetalklive.com, where you can control the content on the website. Everything there on the front page was put there by listeners like you. It's a Reddit-based front page, so it's free to use, and you can submit content to it. So if you find a news story or something that's funny or outrageous or whatever it is you think our listeners will appreciate, you can submit it there to the front page. You can also vote on up or down whether you like or dislike the other submissions by other listeners. And then we'll look at that before we go on the air, and sometimes we'll use some of the content right there from the front page of the site that you might have posted there over at freetalklive.com. It's Ian, Vincent, and Mark in the studio here tonight. Toll-free number if you want to join us in these remaining moments is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733, or Skype in at lrn.fm. So what happened with Judge Napolitano? Because I remember it was a few years ago now that they cut his show.
He was on Fox Business.
Yeah, he used to have like an hour-long weekly program that he did. I forget what it was called. But all the libertarians were all, you know, loving his show.
And happy that we were on, yeah, getting legitimacy and right, being on this important cable news network.
And then he gets the axe.
Yep.
But they kept him on as...
Stossel's still on.
Isn't he ending his show, too?
I don't know. I mean, he can't live forever.
Well, obviously, he's not
and
that
old. And those TV guys actually make good money, you know? I mean, they don't have to keep working.
So, he was on as a commentator, right? Like, they kept having him back as a talking head person. So what's going on? What's the latest, Vincent? Because I saw the headline about him getting cut completely from Fox. What was it about?
So this is an article from a libertarian site, libertyhangout.org, and so it's published the 20th. 1 week ago, Judge Napolitano reported that three intelligence sources have informed Fox News that President Obama went outside the chain of command, unquote, to spy on the GOP candidate Donald Trump. Napolitano said sources told Fox that Obama used GCHQ, a British intelligence organization, to wiretap Trump during the 2016 election. But the British GCHQ has denied Napolitano's claims, and the intelligence community maintains...
No, they weren't of Napolitano's claims. It said right there that Napolitano said sources said. He's only repeating things that other people said.
Well, as he said, sources to Fox, I think maybe in this context, the dependent clause is we're talking about his claims that sources said that.
Well, I mean...
Who did his sources say it to? Was it an exclusive to Napolitano?
He said to Fox.
Okay.
Three intelligence sources have informed Fox News.
I see. Okay.
But the has denied Napolitano's claims, and the intelligence community maintains that his allegations are unverified.
Well, I think what's clear is that Trump was wiretapped, in the sense that we are all wiretapped all the time. I mean, the government's collecting metadata on you. They can in many cases, can turn your phone on and listen if they want to.
Your TV.
We're all wiretapped. It isn't exclusive to Trump, maybe. I don't know.
It does sound like the suggestion is that Trump was targeted more specifically
than
the average.
How would I know? I just don't know.
There are some on Inauguration Day New York Times articles that said, oh, yeah, he was being monitored for ties to Russia. So they said it, right? This was in the mainstream news, as they call it, and so it seems to have been memory hold. Oh, yeah, we talked about the Vault 7 leaks, right? This could be, this is some people tie into the Vault 7 leaks, and one would expect that there'd be riots in the street and people have been demanding CIA heads.
No.
Because, it makes sense in a world that's not totally crazy, yeah.
Well, right.
Yeah. But, and it's been forgotten about. I don't know anyone in real life who talked about it or mentioned it.
You mean Vault 7? As far as, like, going to school, you never heard of a single thing.
Yeah, no, right? No people that the CIA had all these hacking tools, and then suddenly they magically lost them without telling anyone. WikiLeaks had to reveal that.
Yeah, we spent a whole week talking about it here on Free Talk Live.
You can believe MSNBC doesn't spend any time at all talking about it.
And and the intelligence community maintains that allegations are unverified.
Well, of course they're going to maintain that.
Yeah.
So there were sources within the intelligence community that went to Fox. Napolitano found out about it. He reported on it.
That's the claim.
And now the intelligence community officially is saying, that's not true. Well, that's what they said after Snowden, right? That's what they said after the CIA.
Right.
Leaks.
I mean, so the intelligence community denied everything that Snowden said,
right.
And then Snowden would prove it, and then they would deny the next step.
Right.
So the
same thing.
The leaks that from Snowden stuff put out by, what was that, Glenn Greenwald, were so expertly leaked, and that's why they were important, was because first they would bait the intelligence community into denying something, and then they would show that it's a damn lie, that this organization, that these organizations that have gone around and messed with other people's elections are just so outraged that the U.S. election has been messed with. It's funny comeuppance, really.
Mm. And our article's almost over. Napolitano noted in a column published on Fox, by bypassing all American intelligence services, Obama would have had access to what he wanted with no Obama administration fingerprints, unquote.
Mm-hmm. This isn't unusual. We know that the intelligence agencies, the governments of the world, have been using each other to get around whatever prohibitions on spying on their own people. Well, we can't spy on this guy legally, so let's call our buddies up at the GCHQ and have them do it for us. Then they can tell us what they found out, and we didn't break the law.
They do it. They yeah. do it. I mean, that's an extreme example of that is rendition, when they would take suspects, international suspects. And
the CIA, by
yeah,
the way.
Yeah, CIA and other intelligence organizations would take suspects, and they would torture them in countries that allowed torture.
But it wasn't the CIA that was doing it. They were having their buddies in the country.
They were having other countries do the torture and then getting the results. And by the way, some of those results are what launched the Iraq War, the lies that were, given under duress through torture, were some of the information that got the U.S. into Iraq.
Because what do you know? Torture doesn't actually give you good information.
Sure. If you tell somebody that you keep on causing them pain or whatever it is you're going to do and say, tell me where the yellow cake is.
Tell me what I want to hear.
It's in Iraq.
Now, okay, now maybe get this. Why are they punishing him over this?
I'm about to get that. Yeah. This prompted Fox News to pull Napolitano off the air indefinitely.
After he reveals something bad that Barack Obama did? I mean,
no, he didn't reveal it. He revealed that somebody told him. Yeah.
Okay,
but told them that.
But still, like,
I don't know if Obama did this.
Okay.
We don't have any idea. This is not a fact, Ian.
Sure, it's an allegation.
It's an allegation, and he revealed an allegation.
Right. But this is Fox News.
Which is owned by Rupert Murdoch, who is a huge Hillary supporter.
I don't know.
I thought Fox News was a right-wing thing.
Well, it's as some would say, it's controlled opposition. I wonder if it's get these people to, I'll vent it out. And then they have talking heads who just give people what they want to hear with no actual solutions.
I wouldn't even begin to conjecture who controls what or whatever. I mean, it's pretty clear that Fox is right and MSNBC is left. But beyond that, I don't get into it. What I see is that if somebody called me tomorrow and said, I have information that Donald Trump, in fact, has a toupee and not a comb-over.
Mm-hmm.
And I go on air and say, somebody told me that Donald Trump has a toupee and not a comb-over. I have not said that Donald Trump has a toupee and not a comb-over.
That's right, yeah.
You're
doing the responsible thing and reporting that you've got hearsay. I mean, you could say it's irresponsible to report hearsay, but as long as you acknowledge that it is hearsay, then you haven't done anything irresponsible.
It's going through my filter in that I decide what I say that people have told me and what I don't. I mean, people tell me things all the time that I don't mention on air because, frankly, it's boring, weird, or conspiratorial or whatever.
So is there more?
Yeah, just one last paragraph, and Fox goes into damage control. It says, Vo Napolitano alleges that intelligence analysts spoke with Fox News regarding the situation. The network is denying it. Shepard Smith stated on Friday, Fox News knows of no evidence of any kind that now President of the United States was surveilled at any time in any way.
Interesting. And also, by the way, I did check, John Stossel has stepped down from his Fox Business show as of December of 2016, so Stossel's show is over. I don't know if he's going to continue producing.
Call me, Fox Business. I will put together an awesome libertarian show for you.
Well, now, it looks like they're trying to push the libertarians out, doesn't it? I mean, if
isn't Kennedy there now?
Well, and there's Carlson.
Yeah, I guess she is there.
They say Carlson's a libertarian also.
Tucker Carlson?
Yes, Tucker Carlson.
I would say he's libertarian-ish.
I enjoy his show.
All right, we're out of time for tonight. But Kennedy, I guess, is at Fox Business now. She's pretty libertarian.
Yeah.
I can tell.
Mike Malice is on there on a pretty regular basis.
I don't know who that one is.
He beat us at Family Feud, the Freedom Feud in at Porkfest.
Oh, cool. I don't know if I was there for that. All right,
I
was probably on the radio at the time. So we'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, you can join us over at freetalklive.com.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an Indie Hammered knife, It's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1G 2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's P-R-O-P-U-R-USA.com.